Hi, I'm Rose, and you are with me with Clear Vision Television, and I'm so happy to be with you and be able to minister the power of the Word of God to you. Not just read the Scripture, which is fine, but minister the power of the Word of God. He wants you to know today that you're holy, holy in His sight. And the message today is, who are you? And who is the Lord in you? And God wants you to know He is your Lord God Almighty, and there is no other. And you don't have to wonder what's going to happen in your life, or if it's going to happen, or if it's going to happen the way you think. It's going to happen the way it's best for you to glorify God, honor you, and honor somebody else. That's how it's going to happen. So, Father, right now we thank you that you reveal yourself in this message greater than ever before in ways that I couldn't dream, ask, or imagine. And we give you all praise and glory for it. Thank you, Father. Amen, amen. We get to make 2,500 decisions a day. That's the statistics. 2,500 decisions. It's just unimaginable that that would be the case. But that's the news report on it. And when you're making that many decisions a day, I think it'd be wise to make the ones God would have us make. And that's a whole lot of making decision time. God says that we can decide to live bold, live joyful. We can decide to live our love affair life with Him. We can decide to live a victory life unlimited with Him. We can decide to smile, to laugh, and laugh with Jesus. Jesus laughs, and God laughs. They sit in their heavenlies, in their throne room, and we sit with them, and they're laughing and smiling. And they own us because they know they own us. God knows He owns you. He decided to own you before creation. He decided, and He wants you to decide that He owns you. He wants you to decide you own Him. God wants you to know He's Lord God Almighty, and there is no other. You don't have to wonder what God's going to do. You don't have to wonder if what you're thinking or how you're acting is going to please God. If it's not pleasing Him, He'll let you know. But He said He was pleased with you because He sees you the way He sees you, with His sweet eyes of love, the way He created you. He doesn't see you the way you see you. He doesn't see you the way other people see you or say they see you. He doesn't see you the way you think you are, or the way you think you'll be tomorrow, or the way you think you were yesterday. He doesn't see that. He sees you, and it's His decision to see you the way He made you, holy, perfect in His sight. There are so many scriptures on the holiness of God in our life. And 1 Thessalonians 5:23, 1 Thessalonians 3, Colossians 1:22, Hebrews 7:26. I won't even get into them today. I'll send them to you. Just write, call, whatever you want to do. Ask for them, and we'll send those scriptures to you. But God wants you to know today, you can decide to agree with Him that you are holy in His sight. But Rose, you don't know what I've done. You don't know what I've been through. You don't know what's been done to me. Beloved, I don't have to know. I know what God says about you. And He says you're holy. And that's all I know. I don't know. I don't need to know your past. I don't need to know what happened yesterday or last year or 20 years ago or who left you, you know, in a marriage when you were in your 60s or your 50s or who's leaving you now. I don't have to know that to know about you. I know who God says you are. And I'm here to teach you and to give you the scripture on who He says you are. And He says you're holy in His sight, perfect. Perfect without blemish, because He made you that way. Jesus was tempted, sent into the desert, it says, to be tempted. That word tempted and test is not a like we think it is. In the Greek and Hebrew, it means to be approved. He had been approved already by God. He's the Son of God. He's God Himself. But He was sent there to show His approval to us. And the temptations in the desert in that 40 days, we don't know. There were many. But the ones we know about are in Matthew 4. And Matthew 4, I'm not going to read it. I'm going to just speak it to you and paraphrase it some of how the Lord has taught me to speak the word according to Him. Simple, plain, easy, smooth. Jesus came out and Satan says, you've been in that desert 40 days, and you're hungry. Turn that stone, if you're the Son of God, into bread and eat it. And Jesus just looked at Satan and he said, and he always prefaced when he would speak to the enemy, it is written. Because he was speaking the word. You've got to speak the word. And you don't have to speak it exactly word for word. You just speak what it means. Speak it to own it. And Jesus told him, he said, I don't live, and man doesn't live by bread alone. I live by the word of God. That's my bread. Well, that shut the devil up for that time. Then he took him up on this temple tower, and he told him, he said, jump off this temple tower, and God will bring the angels of heaven and catch you, and you won't even stump your foot against a stone. You will not have anything happen to you. He was using Jesus to challenge Father God. Beloved, he doesn't care about you. The enemy doesn't care about you. He doesn't love you, hate you, like you, dislike you. He wants to challenge God through you. And I'm here to tell you today, we can stop that. You can stop allowing the enemy to use you to challenge the Father. And Jesus, when he told him that, he said, just throw yourself off this temple tower. Jesus said, you will not tempt the Lord God. That's all he said. He said, I'm not jumping off of there. He just said, you will not tempt the Lord God. You will not tempt the Lord God. Then he takes him out on a mountain. These are such powerful messages because we've gone places at times with the enemy into thinking, into acting, into talking, into hearing the things of, I call him the torturous invader. We've gone to places with the enemy and listened to him. But he takes him out on this mountain and he says, all this, look. And we're filming today from the Lodge of the Ministry. One little corner of it here and in front of the fire. And I can look out the window over here over 1,200 acres of beautiful mountaintop property. And he took him to that mountaintop and he said, look at all the kingdoms. Look out here at all the kingdoms, the wealth and the glory of the kingdoms, the majesty of them. I'm going to give them all to you if you'll just bow down and worship me. You got to laugh. You got to laugh. That's so foolish. Jesus turned to him and said, it is written, but he said, you will bow down, and you will worship the Lord your God. Beloved, God is God of Satan. He can't touch you. He can't bother you. He can't influence you if you don't agree to it. But if you agree to it, then he'll run full range over your life. He'll kill, steal, and destroy you. He'll kill, steal, and destroy your business, your marriage, your ministry, your children, your car, your computer, your health, your life, if you agree to it. And here's how you don't agree to it. You understand, and even if you don't understand it, you agree with it. God is God over Satan. And God is in authority over him, and Satan has to bow to him and worship him. Now, I spent many years rebuking the enemy, talking to him, telling him what to do, get out of my life, leave me alone. I spent more time talking to the devil than I did the Lord. And the Lord began to teach me. I didn't need to talk to him. I'm a tither and a sower. Malachi 3:10-11. I'm a tither and a sower. Because of that, he opens the windows of heaven, pours me out blessings I can't have room to contain, and he keeps the devourer off of me and off of the fruit of my ground. My children, everything I touch, that's his promise. When we honor him, that's all he asks, that we honor him and worship him. God loves you today. He wants you to honor him and worship him and know that he's Lord God Almighty and you're holy in him, holy with him. He fused his spirit into your spirit, and your spirit was reborn when you received Jesus. And when that happened, you became one in him, in his likeness, in his image, never to be undone. Fusion can never be undone. Your spirit was fused into his spirit, and the Holy Spirit was fused into your spirit, and the Spirit of Jesus was fused into your spirit. You can't be undone from God. That's awesome. Who wants to listen to the enemy on stuff like that? When we come back, we're going to talk about how to live in the gold wrap garments of God. We're going to see how to do it. And I love you. Watch the promo for the books. Order them. We'll talk more about them in a minute. But when we come back, we're going to talk about how to live in the wrapped gold armor garments of God with him as Lord God Almighty. I love you. I'll see you in a minute.
Send your loved gift today to receive 30 Days, the Champion in You. In this powerful devotional, Rose provides 30 days of grand champion thinking from God's Word, keeping you on his path for permanent, victorious living. And also be sure to request Rose's new book, This Is It. Rose shows you 8 powerful principles from Genesis to Revelation that you can speak over your life, setting you free from the day's crippling, worrisome thoughts, and filling your mind with God's love, peace, joy, and favor. God has greater things planned for you than you can dream. Today, every day, is your greatest day of grand champion living and victory. As you dedicate time in God's Word, you will experience the champion winner in you. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they who indulge in it shall eat the fruit of it. For death or life, you are snared with the words of your mouth. That's Proverbs 18:21 and 6:1-2. Start every day by speaking out loud, declaring God's promises over your life and the lives of your loved ones. He desires for you to reach and live in your greatest abilities and talents. As you dedicate time in God's Word, you will experience the champion winner in you. Order Stop Talking Crazy, Talk Love. To order, sow your seed gift, or to have a prayer warrior pray over you, call 859-548-2762 or visit us on the web at jesusandrose.org.
I'm glad we're back together, and now we're going to talk about how to live in who you are and the holiness of who you are in your Father God, the Lord God Almighty, who is and always was and always will be, and there is no other. He told me that a long time ago when I was screaming at him in the throne room, and I was jumping up and down out of my chair next to Jesus and going to every fear, doubt, worry party there was, and ever mad, hateful, angry party there was, and what am I going to do party? And he said, Rose, I am the Lord God Almighty, and there is no other. And you don't have to run in and out of the throne room, and you don't have to run in here and tell me what to do. I already know I'm the Lord God, and you don't have to yell at me like I'm deaf. I know every word on your tongue before you speak. So let's look at how God has wrapped you in his gold clothes, G-O-L-D. And let's take the first letter, G. God wrapped you in His guidance. He wrapped you in His grace, His gumption, His gut, His going, His giving, and His gratefulness. He wrapped you up in that. In Ephesians 3:20, it's called the armor of God. And we'll get there in just a minute. He wrapped you up in the O of gold, ownership. He owns you. He owns you. Good old common sense, Jesus ownership. Who created you owns you. And you own Him because He is your creator. You own Him. But you have to take ownership of Him. You have to agree and decide to speak it. Decisions are what we're talking about in this message. Deciding to own God. You own Him, but you got to decide to speak it, to talk it, to live it. And the next thing is love. In the L of gold, G-O-L. Love is clear vision, decisions of powerful seeds of gold. Love is when you decide that you're going to love at all costs, like Jesus. You decide you're going to be His love at all costs. You decide He's God and He knows what He's saying and He says you're holy. So you say, I'm holy. I'm holy in my God's sight. Wow. When you say those words, your natural mind thinking is being cleansed, retrained, renewed by the Word of God. And that's what He wants. He wants your mind retrained, renewed, cleansed daily. Every day, He wants your mind renewed daily. I say this to people, take a big bath with big God and His big Word every day, all day. Because cleansing of the mind and the body has to happen daily. The blood cleansed you, Jesus' blood cleansed you in your spirit forever. That doesn't need cleansed anymore. That's the part of you that was forever forgiven and removed from sin. And we're not going to go there in this message today, but we're going to go on with the G-O-L-D, D of gold, diligence. Diligence sows daily quality strong decisions with God's gold guidance of grace gumption flowing from your gut, God's spirit fused with your spirit. Let me say that again. Diligence sows daily. Diligent, that means you're quick to act. You're diligent to do. You're diligent to take hold of the things of God. And now you can boldly go armed and in the presence of God. When I was a young girl in the 60s, 50s, 40s, 70s, I heard that the H-bomb was to be feared. We were taught to fear the H-bomb, fear tornadoes, communists, war, and diseases. And we were taught that our protection was from the H-bomb was to be, and from tornadoes, was to be in shelters, tornado shelters. And everybody back then dug places in the ground to go in case they had tornadoes. And that works real good if you're in a real high tornado place. But the thing is, we were only taught to trust God and decide to expect Him to help us on Sundays and Wednesdays. 2 days a week. Sundays, you went to the church and you heard a big message, and it was usually on salvation. And then Wednesdays, you'd go and have a Bible study, and everybody would argue over and if they knew the right interpretation of the Word. The Word's what it is. It says what it says, and it confirms itself in two and more places. In the New Testament, the Word confirms itself 169 times that God says, we are in Him, of Him, by Him, with Him, from Him, whom we're in whom we're by Him. 169 times, that's a whole lot of confirmation, my dear. So, we have the wrapped garment of God. We don't just have the garment hem of Him to touch like the woman with the issue of blood. Remember her? She just said, if I just touch the hem of His garment, I'll be healed. Just touch it in that crowd. God's given us the whole garment of Him, Himself. He's given us the whole wrapped gold garment of Him. And it's called this way. You have His shield of faith. You have His helmet of salvation. You have His breastplate of godliness. This breastplate of His holiness covers you. Nothing can penetrate it. Nothing can take it off of you. You don't wear your garment and take it on and off. You don't go in the church and sit down and take your garment off and lay it beside you like your coat in the winter. You have the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of godliness, the belt of truth, the shoes of peace, and you carry the sword of His Spirit. The sword of His Spirit is this Bible right here, the Word, or in your computer or on your iPad or, you know, wherever else you have it. You carry the Spirit of God in your spirit, the absolute weapon of God. The Word of God changes everything. The Word of God protects. The Word of God provides. The Word of God exonerates, exalts. The Word of God heals. The Word of God brings protection, provision. The Word of God does it all. Does it all. If you have a recipe, I tried to make a meatloaf at my house last night. And I don't cook a whole lot because everybody in my family cook, and they don't like my cooking, so they've talked me into agreeing that they are the better cooks. Little do they know now they get to do all the cooking. So I said I'm going to make a meatloaf, and I did. I have a little recipe box that I used to have years ago when I was raising the children by myself, and I'd make recipes out and I'd try them out, and I cooked great. I'm from Italian family, and everybody can cook in Italian families. Let me tell you, whether somebody else says so or not. And I had my little recipe box, and I couldn't find my recipe for meatloaf. So I said, well, maybe it's in my old cookbook. So I got my Betty Crocker home cooking cookbook out, and I hunted it up, and there were two or three. And each one of them had different things in it. Recipe was some with eggs, some without, some with milk, some with this spice, some with that spice, some with crackers, some without, some with ketchup, some with tomato sauce. I said, heck fire, I'm going to make this the way I think. Here's all the things they say, and I'm just going to put it all together. And it was, that recipe was for 1.5 pounds. Well, my recipe was for 3 pounds, 3 pounds of ground beef. And honey, I made that meatloaf, and it was delicious. It was so good because I put the ingredients in there that I knew belonged. I didn't have to have exact measurement. You don't have to have exact measurement of how much peace you have to have, how much joy you have to have, how much calm you have to have, how much security you have to have, how much truth do you have to have. Just use it all. Use it all. Take the things of God and use them. Decide to use them. That's your recipe. That's how you live for God. Take everything He's given you and use all of it. And you can't ever go wrong. You can't ever go wrong because the shield of faith, His great faith in you, protects you. His helmet of salvation is when you received Jesus and you became one with Him, fused by His Spirit into your spirit. The breastplate of godliness is that covering over you that you're holy, His holiness. It's your covering. Nothing can penetrate it. You have to decide to agree to it. Decide today to agree to you have the gold-wrapped garment of God, and you're living in it every day. I love you so much. I get to talk to you this way, and I want you to watch the offer at the end after we close and order this book, great book. It's about 130 pages of eight powerful love principles of God to take you through your life on how to do things, from His Word to deciding, to speaking, to hearing, to thinking, to your destiny with Him, to your destination. Powerful, powerful principles, and the Word full of it, and fun things for me in there. And then here is the other little book. Yes, sir, it's done. Nate, is this in the camera? I know you're taking care of me. I have to ask, because I could kind of go all over the place. 30 days, the champion of you. The champion in you. 30 days. 30 days of scripture, 30 days of teaching, 30 days of praise prayers. Get them all. Call in, write in, fly in, walk in, do whatever you want to. Call and get them, and I'll teach you to sow and reap. Call me, call the ministry. We love you so much. We're here to minister the love of God to you and see to it you learn how to live and decide to be free, the freedom that God's given you. I'm Rose. This is Clear Vision, and I'll see you next time. In the meantime, you just remember, nothing's too big, too small, too hard, too wonderful for the Lord. Nothing. I love you. See you again.
Send your loved gift today to receive 30 days the champion in you. In this powerful devotional, Rose provides 30 days of grand champion thinking from God's Word, keeping you on His path for permanent, victorious living. And also be sure to request Rose's new book, This Is It. Rose shows you 8 powerful principles from Genesis to Revelation that you can speak over your life, setting you free from the day's crippling, worrisome thoughts, and filling your mind with God's love, peace, joy, and favor. God has greater things planned for you than you can dream. Today, every day, is your greatest day of grand champion living and victory. As you dedicate time in God's Word, you will experience the champion winner in you. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they who indulge in it shall eat the fruit of it. For death or life, you are snared with the words of your mouth. That's Proverbs 18:21 and 6:1-2. Start every day by speaking out loud, declaring God's promises over your life and the lives of your loved ones. He desires for you to reach and live in your greatest abilities and talents. As you dedicate time in God's Word, you will experience the champion winner in you. Order Stop Talking Crazy, Talk Love. To order, sow your seed gift, or to have a prayer warrior praise pray over you, call 859-548-2762 or visit us on the web at jesusandrose.org.